This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A major natural disaster conference took place this week outside of Denver, but one key absence, the federal government, CPR's Ishan Thakur reports.
The Natural Hazards Workshop is one of the nation's premier conferences focused on reducing risk from wildfires, floods, and other disasters. It draws hundreds of emergency managers, city planners, and government officials from around the world. Normally, up to 30% of the conference is federal employees who share new policies and best practices. But this year, that number was way down, and there were no active employees from FEMA, the country's main disaster agency. Lori Peek, who runs the Natural Hazards Center at CU Boulder, which hosts the workshop, said their absence was, quote, a big loss.
Many of the people who were missing, they are scientists. They're engineers. They are leading people within the field.
This year, the Trump administration has laid off or offered buyouts to thousands of employees who work in federal agencies that deal with disaster response. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
Crews made progress containing Colorado's two biggest wildfires yesterday and overnight. Near the Utah border, the Turner Gulch fire has burned over 15,000 acres, but about a third of it is now contained, and the South Rim fire near Montrose is 14% contained, covering over 4,000 acres. Evacuations are still in place for Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park. This is CPR News and KRCC.